Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Regular readers of Friday's Changing Skyline column in the Philadelphia Inquirer are familiar with the breadth of Inga Safran's interests and passions, and now her work this week received the Pulitzer Prize in Journalism for her criticism of architecture. Inga, congratulations. Thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, that term criticism could have a pejorative term in some listeners' minds. More critique, how would you define it?
We sometimes say reviews or analysis or commentary. Criticism didn't always have a negative connotation. I recognize that for some people it does.
And indeed, that critique often takes the form of praise.
Sometimes it does.
We're not merely looking at targets. You don't always only write about the skyline writ large.
You know, it drives some readers crazy that my column is called Changing Skyline when more often than not, I'm writing about things that are on the ground. That was the title it was given way back when, and I'm stuck with it. All this nomenclature, you know, my title even, architecture critic, you know, they're so out of date for what people like me do. You know, I was just telling somebody that I'm really a city critic, and I write about all aspects having to do with the quality of life in cities. And so a lot of that involves, you know, what it's like to walk down the street, our experience of encountering a building, preservation, parks, all kinds of things that affect our quality of life.
In the broadest sense, how does walking down the streets of Philadelphia now contrast with when you first started in this capacity?
So I have been a critic since 1999, and, you know, it's been a time of incredible change in Philadelphia, for the better, I would say. And I do believe that, you know, nationally, many big cities are in a time of profound change. You know, it's pretty incredible when you think that 50 years ago, all we were talking about were people fleeing cities, we were tearing down huge swaths of cities, and there was very little private investment, and certainly not this big mad rush to build housing and for young people to live in cities. So the turnaround has been incredible, and it's really accelerated in the last 15 years since I started. So I marvel constantly at how many more people there are on the sidewalks of Center City, and marvel at how many neighborhoods have been revived well outside of Center City.
So now let's put on that criticism hat. Mm-hmm. What are some of your pet peeves?
I complain a lot about garages. I complain a lot about streets with where buildings have blank walls that are really dull. There's no active ground floor uses. I'm actually kidded a lot about, you know, I have my editor calls them the rules of Inga Safran. I'm always demanding that buildings have something going on their ground floors, that it's transparent. I don't like driveways because you know, in a traditional city like Philadelphia where so many people walk, you know, they're unsafe. They interrupt the flow of the city sidewalks. You know, I'm also a champion of bicycle lanes and
of which Philadelphia has become fairly renowned.
Yeah. We've made a lot of strides, so to speak, on that.
Coupled with our famed mural arts program, there is plenty to see. What would you give the city in terms of, if you have to, an overall grade? And is it trending up?
Yeah, I think the city's becoming more progressive. The Nutter administration has adopted a lot of progressive thinking about cities. You know, there's an endless tension between what the city wants to achieve and what it settles for. And this is the big issue, you know, that there are very strong forces, economic forces, political forces at work. And, you know, the city talks a good game often and sometimes settles for less good.
Inga Safran, congratulations, and thanks again for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Inga Safran writes the Changing Skyline column Fridays in the Philadelphia Inquirer.